Soko isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele. Amatshono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Hola mungela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 25 Ntulikazi 2022 ngugaino ku Medisaiti endabeni zethu zamhlanje ibhanga lesizwe
yikho lokhu abathi imali real money uzokhumbula ukuthi imali yegolide imali endala kakhulu siyayithola emabhayibhelini siyayithola before Christ ngezikhathi zabo BC nabo AD after AD sayithola futhi
umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usole inkokheli lamakhansila awebandla ele Citizens Coalition for Change CCC eHarare esithi bahluleka ukuqhuba umsebenzi wabo wokulondoloza amadolobho.
It is most unfortunate that the achievement and legacy of the likes of the late engineers Zhao have been ruined by the current crop of city of Harare councillors. The current rot in Harare and other local authorities and opposition political parties must be brought to an end.
Inhlanganiso ephathisa abamabhizinisi amancane eMprotect Zimbabwe ithi sebesungule uhlelo lokukhuthaza abalimi bemaphandleni ukuthi balime indlubu lebilebile ngoba lezi zilimo ziphangisa ukuvuthwa njalo zilomkambo phandle kwelizwe. Zonke lezi izindaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazi. Ibhanga lesizwe Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe RBZ namhlanje lethule ngokusemthethweni imali yelitshe legolide ama gold coins azinkulungwane ezimbili 2000. Limali ithengwa ngenkulungwane phose ezimbili zamadola eMelika US $1823.80. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu olugcweleyo.
Ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba namhlanje esigodlweni sebhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe RBZ usebamkhulu walo uMnumzana John Mangutshika uveze ukuba imali izabe ithengwa loba ngubani oyifunayo njengendlela yokugcina imali. Imali le izabe ibizwa ngokuthiwa yimosi wathunya izasebenza kuqala ilanga lanamhlanje. UMangutshika uchasise ngokusebenza kwemali le esithi uzulu weZimbabwe kumele ayithembe.
It's a treasure book. You can use it first. First of all, as a collateral, for example, you can use one to go and buy, say, on a loan of $1,000. You can give the bank one coin in security, the collateral security. You can also exchange value if you want to buy, say, in different pay the product as assuming that you bought a grocery of $1,800. So you can redeem this with that gold coin. And in terms of change, that is the second part, because if you buy a grocery, let's say 1,000, one change, it should be possible. But since it's a starting point, definitely as we go with this gold coin, more will be explained. So the answer is yes, you can do so, and it all depends also on the shop where you're buying from.
Iyasebenziseka, uyayisebenzisa nxa ufuna imali yebhanga, uyenelisa ukubhadala ngayo, uyenelisa ukuyisebenzisa nxa ufuna ukuthenga ezitolo. Iyasebenziseka limali, ukutsho uMangutshika. Ingcitshi ecubulayo zomnotho uMnumzana Khosi Ndlovu uvumelana noMangutshika esithi limali izancedisa ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Bakwethu, imali yegolide yikho lokhu abathi imali real money. Uzokhumbula ukuthi imali yegolide imali endala kakhulu siyayithola emabhayibhelini siyayithola before Christ ngezikhathi zabo BC nabo AD after AD sayithola futhi gold currency imali enamandla ayesabekayo just unikeza umzekeliso ma uphethe I gold coin eyodwa elingana nje ne size elingana ne 2 rand yalapha na eSouth Africa mawibhekile yenziwe ngegolide iyabe I 1 ounce of gold. That 1 ounce of gold ilingana lo 1,700 American dollars.
UNdlovu uqhubeke esithi imali le ilakho ukuqeda indubo zeZimbabwe kwezomnotho.
Imali yegolide engango 2 rand wase South Africa, a 1 ounce, it translates to 1,700 United States dollars. Mawisa kuma rand ikunikeza u 30,000 rand. Ikhoyini eyodwa, 1. So imali enamandla ayisabekayo kufanele ukuthi abantu bakithi bahle bayibambe langawumhlathi bayemukele ihulumeni ma eyifaka ukuthi isebenze esizweni into enhle kakhulu kufanele ukuthi ngapha kulokhu esithi i-secondary market abantu bayijolele imarket ma uphethe icoin yakho eyi-1 uyakhona ukuyathenga inkomo ezimbili ngayo i-1
kodwa ezinye incithi zomnotho zithi udubo olukhona elizweni ukuba abantu kabathembi uhulumende kungakho bangangcono bazigcinele imali yakwamanye amazwe kunokuthenga imali yegolide. Ibhanga lesizwe ele-Reserve Bank lithi ozayithenga uzavunyelwa ukuyithengisa ngemva kwamalanga alikhulu lamachumi ayithoba mnombili 180. Imali le engasetshenziswa ukuthenga izitolo izathengiswa njengentengo yegolide yemkambo womhlaba. Ibhanga le-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi ozayithenga uzavunyelwa ukuyithengisa ngemva kwamalanga alikhulu lamachumi ayithoba mnombili 180. Izathengiswa ngemali yakwamanye amazwe abalisa idola leMelika, idola le-Australia, ipound leBrithani, lepula leBotswana. Ngimelisi 27 Harare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usole inkokheli lamakhansila awebandla ele Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, eHarare esithi behluleka ukuqhuba umsebenzi wabo wokulondoloza amadolobho. Umnangagwa utsho la mazwi kubekwa u-enjiniya Oliver Mandishona Chidawo, yena obhubhe mhla ka 19 Ntulikazi esele minyaka engamachumi ayisithupha lasithupha 66 ngemva kokukhulelwa yisifo senhliziyo. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Bekuculwa ingoma ebezigcwele usizi khona emangcwabeni lapho kubekwa khona amaqhawe lamaqhawekazi eNational Heroes Acre. Emngcwabeni kwaye ngumphathintambo weHarare uEnjiniya Oliver Chidawo okhulume emele abemuli njalo obekungumngane omkhulu kamuyi uChidawo uMnumzana Ngoni Kudenga. Uchaze umngane wakhe njengomuntu owayelesibindi ekuqhubeni imisebenzi yakhe.
His vision went beyond personal enrichment. It was always his personal desire to empower black youth and to help create black-led self-sustaining industry.
Umbono wakhe wawungasokuzithuthukisa yena kuphela, kwakuhlezi kuyisifiso sakhe ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo abansundu ukuba babe namandla abo ukubasiza ukuthi kusungulwe amankampani akhokhelwa ngabansundu.
Emazwini akhe uMnangagwa uchaze umuyi njengomuntu owayezinikele ukusebenzela uZulu kunhlangothi zonke ayekhokhela khona ezigoqela ezombusazwe, ezamabhizimusi kanye lasemulini. Wengeze sithi umuyi wayesebenza nzima ukuthuthukisa idolobha leHarare kodwa washo wathatha lelo thuba lokusola amakhansila akhona manje awebandla le-CCC ebethesa umlandu wokusebenzisa izikhundla zabo ukuzisuthisa bona besehluleka ukutholisa izakhamuzi okudingakalayo.
It is most unfortunate that their achievements and legacy of the likes of the late engineer Shidao have been ruined by the current crop of City of Harare councillors. The current rot in Harare and other local authorities and opposition political parties must be brought to an end.
Ukuyadanisa kakhulu ukuthi impumelelo kanye lembali yabantu abafana lo-Engineer Shidawu sekubuyiselwa emuva yilawo makansila kamanisipala weHarare akhona. Lumonakalo okhona eHarare lakwabamanye omanisipala elizweni abaphansi kwamabandla aphikisayo kumele umiswe.
Kodwa abenhlanganiso ezimela izakhamuzi elizweni ezigoqela iHarare Metropolitan Residents Forum, HAMREF, bathi bamangaliswa inkulumo kamongameli le. Umgcini sihlalo weHAMREF umnumzana Mavila Sikhumalo upha umbono wakhe ngalolu daba.
Siyabona ukuthi indaba eyenzakalayo kuma local authorities yikho njalo okwenzakalayo at a national scale. I-economy yelizwe lonke vele kayihambi, ayibonakali. So thina sesimangala lapha ukuthi umuntu opresider over ukufa kwe-economy yelizwe lonke jikelele. Sebona ukwehluleka kwalabo aba-affectiwa yi-economy yonke at a macro scale. Lokhu siyabona ukuthi yikuyenza i-politics lokufaka i-politics lapha ezingafunekiyo khona.
Ukhumalo uthi umangaliswa njalo ukuthi umongameli angasola njani amakansila ikantike amandla wonke okuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe esezandleni zakhe.
U-president ufuze aphume egcekeni atho ukuthi yena le-party yakhe ye-ZANU-PF sehlulekile, hayi khona ukuze yena akhombeze labo abaku-opposition ukuthi sebehlulekile. Kodwa sibona thina ukuthi inhlanzi le ivele ibola iqalisa ekhandeni phezulu khona le yikho sokubolileyo. Yikho vele lomsila awungasali ufresh manxa ikhanda lenhlanzi selibolile. Umongameli welizwe ubaba uMnangagwa kafuze lapha vele akhombele labo abakumakhansilini ukuthi sebehlulekile.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube, ingcwethi kwezombusazwe lezamalungelo abathengi enhlanganisweni eye National Consumer Rights Association NACORA, uthi okwenziwa nguMnangagwa yikucatsha ngomunwe.
Singakhohlwa ukuthi yebo leli lizwe eminyakeni engu-42 edlulileyo, ilizwe leli liHarare lobulawayo lilamakhansili ahlukahlukeneyo. Nxa kusifa iZimbabwe kufa lamakhansili kungakhathalekile ukuthi kubusa yiphi iphathi kuleyo ndawo. I-ZANU-PF umbuso wayo wobulela izikolo, obulela izibhedlela, obulela imigwaqo, wavala amanzi, wenza ukuthi kungabi lempilo, kungabi lamafektari, kungabi lemisebenzi, abantu bathwale nzima ngale ndlela abathwale nzima ngayo. Akula inye i-government elisibe khona eZimbabwe kusuka ngo-1980 ngaphandle kwe-ZANU-PF, yiyo ke ebuleli lizwe kunye nasemadolobheni.
Umoya uChidawu uchiye unkosikazi uSiphiwe Chidawu lamadodakazi amabili kanye labazukulu abayisithupha. Uphiwe inhlonipho yokuba liqhawe lesizwe, i-national hero. Wachayelwa umbhobho kathathu lapho ebekwa emathuneni awe-National Heroes Acre. Ambience 2. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Inhlanganiso ephathisa abamabhizimusi amancane e-Empretech Zimbabwe ithi sebesungule uhlelo lokukhuthaza abalimi bemaphandleni ukuthi balime indlubu lebilebile ngoba lezi zilimo ziphangisa ukuvuthwa njalo zilomkhambo phandle kwelizwe. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu hlelo sixoxe lomqondisi we-Empretech unkosikazi Sibusisiwe Bango ochasisa kabanzi ngalo.
Khathesi ngisebenza ngu-executive director we-Empretech. I-Empretech yona i-organization eyingxenye yamanye ama-organizations asemhlabeni wonke, mhlaba wonke nje jikelele. Nxa ngingatsho kusukela khonale kobo Latin America lapho kukhulunywa khona isi-Spanish lesi-Brazilian, uchaye uzu cross umhlaba wonke
Empretec ile jongo bani?
Yona hii Empretec injongo yayo yikuthi idevelop logistics ama entrepreneurs or office abeza ama business. Ibancedisa ngokuthi ibaphe ulwazi lokwenza ama business abo. Ulwazi lokuthi yena umuntu nxa uvela ufuna ukuthi ube ubusinessman, ube businesswoman, kumele ube umuntu onjani. Ama strengths akho entweni zobusiness angapi? Njalo lapha oshotelwa khona, olapha owiki khona entweni zokurun business kungapi? Ibi sibuya ke i-empathic ikuncedisa. Asitraini kuphela, siyafundisa abantu sibafake iclasses sibatrain, kodwa siphinde sibalandelele, sibanika lolu lwazi olujulileyo ngento zamabhizinis or ngento zempilakahle. Impilakahle kodwa e-bent more on into esingathi into zokucreata kumbe zokubumba umnotho. So yiyo ke injongo ye-empathic leyo engiyibonayo.
EZimbabwe lisebenzela kuziphi indawo njalo lisebenza lobani?
Nxa ngikhanyele khona lapha elizweni lakithi eZimbabwe sesisebenze zonke indawo, emadolobheni, emakhaya, lama projects amaningi. Kodwa ngokwandisa okukhulu sesisebenza labomama lama youth, ngoba sibona ukuthi yikho lapho kushota khona kakhulu uncedo. Siyabancedisa umama lama youth, sincediswa njalo sisenza ubudlelwane or i-partnership lama development partners.
Lenza ziphi inhlelo lezakhamizi?
Kathese ngakutshe ukuthi silama projects esiwenzayo kobulawayo. Sisebulawayo sisemguza, sithe matopo, sithe mangwe, bese khanyela kunje lezokulima. Project le ikhanyela khona lapho. Sisebenza labontanga ke lapha iyuthi le. Sesiba lenye project esiyenza eMzingwane, eTV, eGokwe, laseVubi. Kuleyo ke sisebenza labantu abalima or izakhamizi ezilima ichili ibilebile, abalima idluku, abalima lalaba abadobha amagama, ukuthi nxa belidobha igandelana kuyini abangakwenza. Ziningi into ezenziwa ngegani, kodwa sijonge ukuthi sibone ukuthi singangenisa ku-export markets.
Lapho belilalele ingxoxo kaSibusisiwe Bango okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Empretec Zimbabwe eseHarare obexoxa loGaino Gumede Saidi we-Studio 7 eWashington DC ngocingo. Ku-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela okwethulwa kwemali yelitshe legolide i-gold coin libhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Abantu ababili bafile kwalimala kakubi abahlanu ekuqhamukeni kwesehlakalo sokudubulana ngemibhobho edolobheni eleLos Angeles esigabeni seCalifornia khonapha eMelika. Lokho kwenzakale emkhosini weshowa yezimota ebisenzelwa eLos Angeles Park. Ingozi yomlilo oqhamuke ngemva kokutshisa okwenzakala esigabeni seCalifornia khonapha eMelika ubikwa usutshabalalise amagosu angaba yisilinganiso samakhilomitha edlula amashumi amahlanu, 56 kilometers. Ugatsha olubona ngobudlelwano be-Iran lamanye amazwe omhlaba lwethule umbiko othi lelo lizwe kalisoze lavuma ukujujunyezwa ukubana lisayine isivumelwano sokuvuselela leso esasilotshwe ngomnyaka ka-2015 esingasaphumelelanga sokulawula ukulungiswa kwezikhali zenyuklia ngamazwe athuthukileyo agoqela elemelika. Wake waba yinhloko karhulumente lekenya umnumzana Raila Odinga ongomunye wabancintisa kukhetho lwalunyaka lokudinga umongameli uthi akasoze abe khona kungxoxompikiswano ezakwenziwa kulelo lizwe ngesonto. URaila wethesa ancintisana laye uWilliam Ruto umlando wokufuna ukukhekheleza ezinye indaba eziguqela ezenkuhlakalo. Umongameli Hassan Sheikh Mohamed wakwele Somalia uhlangene nomunye wakhe wakwele Egypt umongameli Abdel Fattah El-Sisi Nomvulo ewethekeleleni kwakhe okwakuqala kwele Egypt lokho wakhethwayo kuleso sikhundla ngonkwenkwezi lonyaka. Abepulazi ele Donkey Dairy elisemangweni owe Magaliesburg kwele South Africa libikwa lithuthuka emsebenzini walo ngokulondoloza amadonki akhanya esengozini yokuzinyelwa okungekho emthethweni. Abazinyelayo laba befuna isikhumba sabobabhemi laba. Isikhumba lesi sisetshenziswa ukulungisa igelatin ebikwa iluhlobo lunye laleyo eyophondo lukabhejane.
Umasipala weHarare ubika ukuba ufisa leli dolobho libe kusimo esiphezulu emhlabeni jikelele okuthiwa yi-World Class City lapho ufika umnyaka ka-2025, ikakhulu emsebenzini wokuthuthukisa ezempilakahle. Intatheli izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi omela izakhamuzi kobulawayo ebheke ezempilakahle uthi amadolobha afisa ukuba kubanga eliphezulu kumele ananzelele lokuqakathekisa umsebenzi wezempilakahle okusimo esiphezulu.
Idolobha leHarare eliyisigodlo selizwe lithi lisebenzela ukuba kubanga elithiwa yi-World Class City ngomnyaka ka-2025. Umnumzana Albert Mazula omela inhlanganiso yezakhamuzi yeHarare Residence Trust uthi noma inkinga ezibhekana lezakhamizi zivamile babona kusiya kungani kubangcono.
Ngoba sibona abaningi abaya ezibhedlela kemaklinika bayelatshwa abezempila kahle. Bazama ukuphatha izigulane kakuhle lanxa nje bekhala ngendaba zemiholo yabo.
Uthi kuqakathekile ukuba inkinga zempila kahle zilungisiswe zibe kusimo esiphezulu esihambelana lokwanda kwabantu kundawo ezinje.
Ngesilungu bathi i-prevention is better than cure. Kunokuthi siqede isikhathi esiningi le mithi siselapha abantu abagulayo umkhuhlane wabo ubangelwa ngamasiweji, kungcono sidile ngendaba yamasiweji.
Umnumzana Ruben Akili omela izakhamuzi kunhlanganiso ye-Combined Harare Residents Association uthi bayayibona intuthuko kuleli dolobha noma kumele kwengezelelwe ukuze uzulu efinyelele ezempilakahle.
Zipatana kunyanga zazo zakavurwa zvaramba zviita kuti zviri kure nevanhu.
Kutinawo yikuthi esiningi lokhe zikude labantu kulalokhe esimele sifike khona.
Umeya wedolobha leHarare u-Alderman Musarura Stuart Mutizwa uthi abahlalelanga izandla nje kuphela kodwa abaphakathi komsebenzi wokuthuthukisa ezempilakahle kuleli dolobha elijonge ukuba lidolobha eliphezulu kusiyafika kumnyaka ka-2025.
Emabhuku kliniki sesisebenza njengesibhedlela esinembheda lama-operations.
Uthi okwamanje sebethuthukisa ipolikliniki yeBudiriro ukuze layo ibe yisibhedlela, kanti iklinika yeTariro Clinic eHopley leye-Highlands Clinic sokuthuthukiswa kusuka kumakliniki ukuba kube ngamapolikliniki ngendlela yokuthi izakhamuzi
zifinyelele ezempila kahle kangcono kuleli dolobha. Lokho kwenziwa ngaphezu kwamanye amakliniki avele ekhona kumizi ehlala uZulu. Ama-polyclinic ngamaklinika atholisa imisebenzi yezempila kahle engezelelweyo kuleyo etholakala kumaklinika kuphela. Ingcishe zithi imisebenzi enje kumele iyale ilokhe ithuthukiswa ihambelane lokwengezelela okwenza abahlali kubangelwa ngokuthiwa yi-rural to urban migration. Ngimele iStudio 7 Harare, ngingu-Mark Peter Ntambe.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe useyalile ukuphawula ngodaba lwecala lokudlwengula elivulelwe uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Australia, uNkosazana Susan Mutami. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Susan Mutami oleminyaka engamatshumi amathathu lantathu uvulele uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa icala lokudlwengula enkambeni yamapolisa eMount Omni eQueensland, Australia. I-Studio 7 izamile ukubuza kusikhulumeli sikahulumende weZimbabwe uMnumzana George Charamba ngalolu daba, kodwa wahle wathi yindaba yokuthutha angafuni ukuyiphendula. UMnumzana Charamba uthe yena akaphendulani le ndaba enokuthutha phakathi. Imizamo yokukhuluma loNkosazana Mutami ngalolu daba ibingakaphumeleli. Kodwa ke ukuvela kudaba lwakhe lolu alwethule ekhasini lakhe le-Twitter lokwethulwa ngabezindaba yikuthi uMongameli Mnangagwa wafika isikolo sabo ngo-2003 esase ngumphathi intambo ogatya lwezindlu. Uthi ngemva kokubingelelana watshela ababalisi ukuthi ungumzukulu wakhe, wasemupha izigidi ezintathu zama-bearers check wathi aze azombona emaofisini e-ZANU-PF eGwekwe. Uthe akazange ayelapho kwasekusithi ngelinye ilanga ezihambele edolobheni uMnumzana Mnangagwa wambona wambizele hoteleni eGolden Miles, lapho afika khona badla ukudla kwemini ndawonye lezinye iziphathamandla zeZANU-PF. Qede lapho wayangena laye endlini yakhe ehoteleni, lapho afika wamdlengula khona emtshela ukuthi uyamthanda kodwa angalokothi ukuthi aludivu emuntwini lolutaba. Kuthe uyise kaNkosazana Mutami esebhubhile ngo-2005, uMnumzana Mnangagwa waqala ukumthengela ukudla nokumbhadalela imali yesikolo. Qede lapho wambiza ukuzohlala naye eplazini lakhe eSherwood. Uthi ke lapho wadlwengulwa amahlandla amaningi. I-Studio 7 izamile ukuthintana le-ofisi yommeli we-Australia eSouth Africa ukuzwa ukuthi kambe lolu daba luzaphathwa njani njengoba icala livulwe e-Australia, kodwa akekho obebamba ucingo kule ofisi.
For all other general inquiries, please hold. Sorry, the mailbox is full. To leave a message, press 8. To dial the number of the person you're calling, press 9. If you have a mailbox in this system, press the hash key.
Isikhulumeli se-ofisi yommeli we-Australia eZimbabwe uMnumzana Frans Rhodes wenqabile ukuphawula ngalolu daba. UMnumzana Rhodes uthe ongaphawula ngalolu daba ummeli we-Australia eZimbabwe, kodwa kwakhathesi akekho elizweni, ukhona le e-Australia. Ingcitshi kwezomthetho njalo ligqwetha uMnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda uthi akusoke kube lula ukuthi uMnumzana Mnangagwa abotshwe noba ukutholisiswa ngalolu daba.
Asibone ukuthi kukhona okungenziwa nguhulumeni wase-Australia ngoba umuntu amvulela icala sesengumongameli waseZimbabwe ohleliyo, okusho ukuthi ngeke kulethwa amacala okuthi aboshwe. Kodwa okungenzeka ukuthi iParliament singasuka yona imsuse esihlalweni ngale process abathi nge-impeachment ukuthi ehlise ngobenza amacala okungamenza ukuthi uma esehlise esihlalweni usengabekwa ke lawo macala.
UMnumzana Sibanda uthi okunye okungenzeka ukuthi kube labalukhweza kuhlanganiswe ezamalungelo ku-United Nations belukhweza njengodaba lombusi obesebenzisa amandla ombuso ukucindezela owesifazana. Ministry of 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, inguThuso Khumalo.
Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalelisayo nguGaino Gumede Saidi.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.